Okay, we are on the Mishnah on Ayin Ches Amud Beis. Still in these Mishnayos. The Mishnayos today continue the theme of the Perek, which is two Chatzeros next to each other. Can they be counted as one and make one big Erev, or do they have to make two separate Erevin? So the Mishnah tells us, Charetz Shebein Shtei Chatzeros. If you have a Charetz, if you have a ditch between two Chatzeros, Amok Yud V'Rachav Dalen, and the ditch is 10 Tvachim deep and 4 Tvachim wide, so as we said in the Mishnah a couple of daf ago, for a wall, it doesn't matter how wide it is, but for a ditch, if it's a skinny ditch, you could jump right over it, so it's not going to be considered a hefsek. So that's why, for here, the rachav dalet is literal. So, amok yud v'rachav dalet, ma'arvin shtayim ve'e ma'arvin echad. So then, those two chatzeros have to make two erevin, and not just one. Then they're not allowed to make one, because there's this mechitza in between. Afilu male kasho teven. Even if this ditch is filled with straw or stubble, kasho teven, still that is considered to be two different chatzeros. Again, you don't say that the kasho, the teven, correct. Even if you would fill it with kashu tevin, you still say ma'arvin shnayim, you still say it's considered two different chatzeros. This is still a break, and even though there's stuff inside of this, you don't say it's as if it's filled in and therefore it's all one. You don't view it that way. Why? Because Rashi says, sofa litzlo. Rashi says you're going to take this out, you're probably going to use this for your animal, you're going to use this even maybe during Shabbos, so therefore it's not considered as if it is filled in. But mali, afar otzroros, but if it's filled with dirt or pebbles, which is the way that's going to stay there, so then ma'arvin echad ve'ma'arvin shnayim, then it's batel, it's as if you have a flat surface, and it's not no hole anymore. And the Rishonim point out, it doesn't have to be milei afar otzroros, even though that's what the Mishnah says. It doesn't have to be filled, it's just enough to make it that it's not amok yud v'rachav dalet anymore. As long as you do that, so that's enough to say ma'arvin echad ve'ma'arvin shnayim. Tosfos here points out in Dibur Maschal Afilu that it must be, we're talking about a case where it's non-muksa kasho tevin. Because a couple of days ago we had the case where you stick the charara into the pile of tevin, and the whole discussion about tiltu b'datzad or not. So obviously that was talking about a case of muksa tevin. But Tosfos says in Dibur Maschal Afilu, b'kash v'tevin hani talin b'shabas ayri. You have to say that this case is talking about a case of non-muksa kasho tevin. V'yeloka hidalel, not like what we referred to before about pagat t'mudah b'tevin. But then Tosfos asks a question that all the Rishonim ask here. V'im Tomar, fourth line of Tosfos, that we had a Gemara in Shabbos, V'amrina nafilu peiros b'batlim mechitzos, we had a Gemara in Shabbos where even fruit that were put into this ditch, which for sure are going to be taken out, you're not mevatel the fruit there, that is mevatel the whole. V'amrina la b'sefle Shabbos b'sof ha-zorek, barber shizarab, if you have a big pit in the middle of the street, amok atzar b'rachav dalet, says you're not allowed to throw something into that pit because it's Rishos HaYachid. But if you'd fill it up with fruit, so then you would be able to. It's not Rishos HaYachid anymore, then it's Rishos HaRabim. So why do we, that Gemara, say that fruit is batel, is mevutel to the hole, and therefore it ruins the space, and even though you're probably going to take out the fruit, but shake it here, the tevin, even though you're going to take it, since you're going to take it out, so it's not mevutel there, that's the steer that all the Rishonim here ask. Tosfos' answer, the Omeri, is the Mida Oraisa Vatle Mevatli. Really, Mida Oraisa, it is mevutel there, and that's the rule, the Gemara in Shabbos, that because the fruit are there and the hole is filled in, so Lamaisa, you have no hole anymore. So that's why if you throw it on there, it's not called the Rishos HaYachid anymore. Aval le'erev, derabananu, yesh l'chalik be'nitel she'eno nitel. But Erev, because this is Drabanan, we're Mechalik. That if it's Nital, so then we're worried, explain the Akronim on Tosfos, those, this is Drabanan, you just say Molakula. But no, maybe in a sense, because we're worried about if it gets a little less, that it gets to a place where you've taken it enough out that you have the hole there, so you might still continue your same behavior and activities. But really now, you need an Erev. So that is why there's a Chalik between Daraisas and Drabanan. The Ritva here quotes Tosfos and argues that he says that maybe there shouldn't be a chiluk between Daraisa and Darabanan, but over there, maybe we're talking about Peiros Tevel. And that's why it's Mevutel there, because you're not going to take those Peiros Tevel out from the hole, and that's why it's Mevutel. That's what the Ritva suggests here. Tosfos there at Shabbos rejects this, because Tosfos L'shitaso says a couple times in Pesach Shabbos, Tevel, Muchanu Eitzel Shabbos. Tevel is not so Muksa. Tevel, if you're not supposed to be take off Tumas of Isis on Shabbos, but if you did Mesukan, it would work. So Tevel is not inherently Muksa, it's just an Isser that's lying on it, like the Lashon we had yesterday. It's like a lion on top, lying on top of it. So that's why Tosfos there rejects the answer of Tevel. Even those are two answers, what the difference is between this Gemara and the Gemara in Shabbos, either the Araisa or the Rabbanan, or those payers are Tevel, so that's not usable. Mashenkin here, the Tevel, and Tevel is Asur Bahana, while Tevin is Mutter. Is Mutter, there's nothing Asur to it. You say fruit that's designated to sell. But again, what does Sofo Litzlo mean? Does it mean Sofo Litzlo after Shabbos or even on Shabbos? So if Sofo Litzlo means even on Shabbos, so then that would work. But if it's Sofo Litzlo after Shabbos, it's still designated as Sofo Litzlo. You're not going to be mevatel it. Right? That Tevel wouldn't work either. Okay, so maybe it's designated to sell. That's we had that type of muksa. Okay. Continues the Gemara. Nasan alav neser shirachav arba tvachim. Let's say you have this big ditch that's 10 deep at 4 wide, but you took a board across it that is 4 tvachim wide. So you're able to walk across the plank. So that, as we'll see, is going to help you out, that you'll be able to be ba'ariv echad. V'chein, and also, Rashi says, also you could use this plank solution for the following case. Shtei guzuz taro, zu kenegazu. You have two porches, one opposite another. Machlokas, we showed him what the case is. According to Rashi, it's clear from later on the Gemara, that he holds that these two porches are on the same side of the street. Two porches, if you look in the picture book, has a picture of this in picture 269. It has both pictures in there. 269, Rashi seems to hold that the porches are on the same side of the street, and you're putting the plank across. Other Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yehonah's son here, and other Rishonim say, no, it's across. You have the street in between, and you're putting the plank across. Either way, shtei gezuzro zu kenegezu, you have the porch opposite each other, and you have street in the middle, so then you could put a plank across, as long as it's 4 tefachim wide, ma'arvin shnayim v'imratzu ma'arvin echad. And with that plank, you could still make 2 Eruvin, because you are 2 separate porches, or, you know, you're on 2 sides of the ditch. But also, you have the choice to be Ma'ariv Echad, because now, this plank links the 2 areas. Pachos Bikan, but if it's skinnier than a 4 Tefach wide plank, then Ma'ariv Shnayim Ma'ariv Echad. That is too skinny, it doesn't link them, because you're going to be scared to walk across. This doesn't represent access, right? Because it's very skinny, you're not going to walk across such a tiny little plank. So therefore, you'd have to be Ma'ariv Shnayim. The Rishash here leaves Rashi Bitzarach Ian. Rashi says if it's on the same side of the street, if you remember Masechah Shabbos, we had an Isser de Oraisa called Hoshata. This is the Raisa, what they did in the Mishkan, that they had the Agolim on the same side of the street, at least to pass the boards from one wagon to the other wagon. And the Gemara there says that Gufa is the Malacha of Hoshata Mirshus L'Rishus, from Rishus L'Yach, Rishus L'Yach, Rishus Rabim in the middle. So the Rishash says, what's Rashi talking about? Tzarech Iyin. But it's also Machmarim say, no, that's the point of the plank. The point of the plank across is to unify and to bridge these two Rishuyos. Without the plank in Achinami, that would be an Isser of Hoshata. But putting the plank across is making the unit, unifying the two porches, and that's how it would help. Okay, says the Gemara. The Tevin lo chayitz, says the Gemara, if you put straw in this hole, the Mishnah had said that it's still called a hole, it's not considered a chatzitza. V'hanatanan, we learned in the Mishnah, which Mishnah? The next Mishnah, which we're going to have on Ayin Tes and Aleph. V'hanatanan, masbein shebein shtei chatzeros, if you have a big pile of straw in between two chatzeros, so you don't have straw in the hole, but you have a straw on top, between the two chatzeros, gavoas ha'tzvacham, and it's 10 tzvacham high, ma'arvit shnayim ve'imarvit echad, you can make two. You have to make two Eruvin, not one. So you see, straw does represent a mechitza. So just like it's a mechitza on top, why don't you say that it fills in the hole on the bottom? Says Abaya, that's exactly the point. You can't compare the two cases. Amar Abaya, lenya mechitza kol yamalo pligidav mechitza. Regarding a mechitza on top, the wall, so everybody agrees that it is a mechitza. That's fine. Aval le'inyin chatzitza, ibat lichayitz v'lo bat li lo chayitz. But where I got a chatzitza, you don't have the same rules. If you're going to be mevatala there, you're not going to use it there, so then fine, it can stay there. Even if it's not strong enough to stand on, but you could stay there. V'lo bat li lo chayitz. But if you're not going to be mevatala it, and sofa litzlo misham, you're going to take it out from there, so then you can't say it is a chatzitza. As we'll see, even if you're going to take from the wall on top, the wall of straw, that still could be the mechitza. That's not the issue here about sofa litzlo or not. Even if you can be sofa litlo, it's going to work as a wall. The only problem is, it can't work as a chatzitza. Mole afar, says the Gemara, if you had filled, according for the Mishnah, if you had filled it with dirt or pebbles, so then you can be ma'ariv echad, because that's mevutal there. Asks the Gemara, via filu bistama. Is this even if you didn't have any type of designation in your head? You were stam, you put the rocks there. And the Mishnah doesn't say specifically you put the rocks there to leave there, it just says you put the rocks there. So the Mishnah sounds like even stama, even with stam das, it's also considered a bittul there. Even if you don't have dafka das lavatzlo. But says the Gemara, we have a Mishnah in Ahalos, which seems to say otherwise. V'hatran, the Mishnah says, Bayis shemiluhu tevin otsroros ubitlo batel. If you have a house where there is tumas mace in the house, so as of now, that with the sadeh called tumas ohel, where the entire ohel, anything under the same roof as a mace, or something that is tame mace, becomes tame ba'ohel. But let's say you had a mace out without a roof. Let's say you have a mace in the field. So what's the halacha? Where does the tumas stop? If it's in a house, it stops by the roof. Somebody on top of the roof, it doesn't become tame if there's a mace in the house. But what if you don't have a roof? Let's say the mace is in the field. The tumah is ola ara shamayim. The tumah goes all the way up. There's no stoppage. So says the Mishnah, if you have a house and you have a mace in the house, fine, it stops by the roof. But if you have a house that you filled up with tevet or tsroros, and you were mevatel of there, so now there is no space in there to be called an ohel. There's no tefach, open space for it to be an ohel. So the whole thing is closed up, and tuma ola ara shamayim. It goes all the way up. It doesn't stop. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. It's ola ara rakia, because you don't have an ohel that stops the tuma. So it goes all the way up. But what do you see from the Mishnah? The Mishnah says if you fill it up, ooh, bitlo. Dafki you were mevatel tsroros there. The vatel afar, that's when you say it's mevutel there, but not stam. So batel bitlo in. Where Medayik from the Mishnah, only if you were Mevatel there, then it works as Bittel, lo bislo lo. But if you weren't Mevatel there, it doesn't work. So Medayik arguing on the stama of our Mishnah, where the inference of our Mishnah was that even if you were just put it there, stam, it's going to be Batel in the hole. Mashenkin, the Mishnah in Alis, says you have to be Mevatel there. Your das could determine whether the tumah goes past the roof. Sounds like from the Mishnah. Correct. That if you're not mevat, if you just put it there as storage, that's still called a house. It's not called a box. Right? That's if it's closed up, you'd call it a box. It's not an ol, therefore the tumah is ol out of shemayim. But if you're have kavana to take it out, then it's still called a house. So the Gemara gives four different answers to be mechalek between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Ahalos. The first two answers are saying it's a machlokas tanaim. Amar afuna matana Ahalos Rabbi Yosi. No, who is that Tana that says you need to be mevatelit l'shem, put it there l'shem bitol? That's Rabbi Yosi. So Gemara says that doesn't work. E Rabbi Yosi if chashemina lohei. We have a Tosefta in Ahalos where Rabbi Yosi seems to say the opposite. The Tanya Rabbi Yosi Omer teben ve'ein osid lefinoso. If you put straw in there and you don't have in mind to take it out, harehu kistam afar. Ubatel. So if you don't have in mind to take it out, meaning you have in mind to levatel, so that's treated just like stam das, and it's batel there. So you see, Rabbi Yossi says stam is okay. Stam, but you don't have to be mevatel. So Rabbi Yossi can't be the author of that Mishnah in Alos. The Tosafta just finishes up. Afar va'asil fanoso. Afar, and you have kavana to remove it. Hariyuk is stam tevin v'lo batel. So the Tosafta is mechala between stam tevin and stam afar. But you see by stam afar that you don't need kavana lefanos. You don't need kavana levatel. I'm sorry, kavana levatel, and it's still batel. So Rabbi Yossi can't be the author of the Mishnah. So number two, try. El Amar Rabbi Yossi. Matana Erevin Rabbi Yossi. Okay, Rabbi Yossi is the author of our Mishnah in Erevin, not the Mishnah in Ahalos. So it's a machlokas tanaim. Try number three. Answer number three. Refuna b'Rav Yeshua Amar Tumah Shabbos Karamis. There are two fundamental differences between these two cases. First major difference is that this is two halacha contexts. You can't compare Tumah and Shabbos. Tumah Shabbos Karamis Hanach Iser Shabbos Afilu Arniki Namim B'Batel Inish. Don't compare Shabbos to this case. By the Mishnah, our Mishnah is talking about a Hilcha Shabbos case. So it's easier to be mevatel things. You know why? Because there's a concept of muksa on Shabbos. There's a concept of if you're not going to use something, so then you're mevatel it. Even arniki, a wallet, your money belt, you're mevatel. So there, you could say it's easier, stam, putting it there is considered bittel, because that's Hilcha Shabbos. You're mevatel a lot of things on Shabbos, because of the Isser of Muksa. Rashi says, afilo arniki, kis male mos batel sham. Aval teben v'kash nitel l'macha behema. So that's why, in general, on Shabbos, it's going to be easier. So that's the difference between Shabbos and Ahalos. Rav Ashi Amar, fourth answer, a different chilek. Bais acharitz karamis. Again, you're being mechalik between above the ground in the house and below the ground in the hole. Don't compare those two cases. Bish l'macharitz l'mitime ka'i. You're filling a hole in with material, so it makes a lot of sense that you're filling it in, and you're going to leave it there filled in. So therefore, even without das levatel it there, still you consider it mevutel. unless known otherwise. Elabayis dilimitimekoi. But by a house, rhetorical question, you're filling up the house to leave it there? It's a house. So you're using it for storage, but you're not mevatel there. If you have dafka kavana mevatel, then fine. But until you have that kavana, stam, you would not say that it is mevutel. So it's four different answers how to answer the stira between the Mishnah in here and the Mishnah in Ahalos. Okay, nasan alav nasan shirachav dalid. You put a board on the hole, rochav dalid, four wide, so then it helps and unifies them. Amar Rava, lo shana lo shana san l'rachba. When does this work to unify the chatzeros? Therefore, they can make an erev as make one erev. If you put the length of the board widthwise, in other words, so you can walk across. If you look in the picture, if you put it like a regular case that we've been thinking in our heads, you have two sides of the chatzer. You put the board from one side to the other side. Avala arko, but let's say you're not using the board in order to walk across, but you're just using it to minimize and make smaller the four tfachim width of the hole. You're not using it as an access piece to go across, but you're just using it to try to minimize the length in between, and you put it, as the picture shows in 270, you put it on these little pegs just standing up so that if you go across now, there's no straight air for airspace of four tefachim. Aval arko, afilu kol shunami, then you don't need a board that's four tefachim wide, because the whole point here is not to have access, which would require four tefachim wide, but the point here is just to lessen the space, so that even a tiny board, shari miyato midalit, the whole point is making it less than four tefachim wide. Because again, then you'd be able to jump on here and jump across. Like the Mishnah said, if it's less than four tefachim wide. So that is why you would need four tefachim only if you're using it to get the axes across. Continues the Gemara. And also the same apply if you have two porches across from each other. I forgot to mention that Rashi and other Rishonim say that this v'chein is talking about, so too the board option, the board solution applies to these two porches. You can also put a board across. Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos has a different shot of this Gemara. In Tosfos, you maskil v'chein on Amud Beis, where Rabbeinu Tam says, no, there's no board here. The v'chein is only bringing the four tfachim width from in between the two porches. If two porches are four tfachim within each other, so then they can be ma'ariv echad, even without the board. Without the board, says Rabbeinu Tam. So lo ari b'nose neser mizulazu v'din charitz nosen l'gzustros. The only thing you're bringing down is the four tefachim issue, not the width of the, not the board issue, just the distance in between. So that's the shita of Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos. Continues the Gemara. Let's go with Rashi. Amar Rava hada amrit zeh keneged zeh in. If you bedaik in the Mishnah, says the Gemara. The Gemara has said beis gzustros zu keneged zu, one opposite the other one. So why would that have to be? So says the Gemara, when do we say it have to be exactly opposite each other and not, what is the Mishnah excluding? Zu shalo keneged zu, lo, but if you have two porches opposite each other in the street, but they're not exactly opposite each other, they're a little diagonal from each other. That's according to other Rishonim. We say they're on opposite sides of the street. Or according to Rashi, this is also in the picture book in 271, you have one that's further indented into the street than the other one. Either way, they're not exactly even. They're not across from each other. So that's excluded from the Mishnah. So why would that be excluded? Or the Zulamal Mizunami. Or a case where one is higher than the other one, that's also excluded, and then the board is going to be on a slant. Picture 272 is going to be on a incline. So when are those cases excluded from the Mishnah? Lo amran ela sheyesh bein zeh lazeh shlosha tefachim. That's only if there is at least three tefachim space in between these two porches. That's when we say if they're diagonal or they're one more indented than the other one or one's higher than the other one, that's when this won't work. We'll explain why in a second. But if these porches are within three tefachim, which again, a lot of these pictures you have to realize aren't really drawn to scale. Three tefachim is tiny. Three tefachim, like, it looks like you have a whole street in between these porches. But if it's we're talking about 10 tefachim. 10 tefachim is 35 inches. Right, so again, a lot of these pictures, you have to realize these ladders that are the tefachim, they're very small things we're talking about. So it says here, if it's ein bein zeh lazeh shlosha, but if you have two porches that do not have three tefachim in between each other, then even if they're diagonal from each other or one raised above each other, gezustra amukahi is just considered a bent porch, and therefore you would be able to use the board anyway. Why? What's the issue here? So Rabbeinu Yehonasan says here, it has to do with, are people going to be scared to walk across? Meaning if you have, and again, this is, you have to ask the tightrope walkers. If you have a porch that's directly in front of you, and you're walking across, so the Gemara Mishnah seems to say that as long as your board is 4 tefachim wide, you'll walk across. Even if you have a 25 tefach space in between. Straight across is okay. But if it's the same distance, the same exact distance across, but it's diagonally, so like you can't walk right in front, you can't look in front of you, you have to look diagonally, and you see it there, so then, says Rabbi Yehonasan, you're going to be more scared. And you're not going to do it. And that's why if it's diagonal, it has to be within 3 tefachim. If it's more than 3 tefachim, again, I don't know the Messias, we were trying to think about this yesterday, but it seems like if it's up or raised above, okay, then you can understand it's the incline, if it's not right in front of you, but here, if it's only diagonal, you know, so why would that make sense? So everybody honestly says that's the Messias, that you're going to be more scared if you're not walking straight, but if you're walking a little more diagonally. Okay, then it wouldn't be considered a good halachic access. It has nothing to do with love. According to him, it does not have to do with love. Because why should love make a difference? You're putting a board across anyway, this fourth tefachim. So you don't have any breaks. But still, you wouldn't be able to use it unless that's when the Mishnah excludes it.
If they're within 3 tefachim of each other, why?
If it's within 3 tefachim, Rabbi Yehonasan seems. According to within 3 tefachim, but again, even with more than 3 tefachim, if you put a board that's 4 tefachim wide, there's also no space. But if you have a street in the middle, so you don't even need the reason of you're not scared. Okay, inachinami. But more than that is that's what his emphasis is. Okay, next Mishnah. Maspein shemein shnei chatzeros, what we just referred to. If you have a big straw pile in between two chatzeros, the previous Mishnah has spoken about if you have a hole filled with straw. Now you have a big pile of straw in between two chatzeros. And it's 10 tvachim high. Ma'arvin shnayim ve'ein ma'arvin echad. And again here, width doesn't make a difference. Remember the width only made a difference for the hole. But width doesn't make a difference. Ma'arvin shnayim ve'ein ma'arvin echad. Then they make two eruvin because this is considered a mechitza. And the Mishnah continues, Eilu ma'achilin mikan ve'eilu ma'achilin mikan. Not only is it a good mechitza, but each of the animals in each chatzer could go and eat from the straw. That is the mechitza. They're allowed to. Why? Rashi says, if you have a wall of straw that is 10 tefachim high and goes across the entire chatzer, so then it's going to take a lot of eating by those animals in order to make it less. In order, it goes through the whole chatzer, Rashi says, so even if they eat some, and even if some holes end up in the chatzer, you're not going to end up with a wider than a 10 amma pirtza. So that's not going to happen. So that's why they're allowed to eat. Because even if it ends up having a hole, it's probably going to be less than a 10 amma wide hole, and therefore it's going to be a Pesach and not a Pirtza. The Sfasemis is medayik from Rashi, though. If that's the reason, then let's say you have a straw wall that doesn't take up the whole area. You have a straw wall with an 8 amma opening, which is a Pesach, and everything's fine now. So then Sfasemis says from Rashi, it sounds like that wouldn't be good. Because then all they have to do is eat 2 amos, and then it's a Pirtza already. When does Rashi say, okay, if the whole thing is closed in, Rashi says, and therefore, if it's not shayach that they're going to eat so much, they're going to eat more than 10 amos worth. But if you already have a Pesach that is 8 amos, so then Yesh Lachshosh says the Sfas Emes for that case.
Then they can be
married, but if it's already Shabbos, it's too late. If this all happened before Shabbos, they can be married together in a chinami. Continues the Mishnah. Nisma'e tateven me asara tefachim. Let's say the teven got less than 10 tefachim high. So then, ma'arvin echad ve'ma'arvin shnayim. So then, for next Shabbos, you will have to make one erev and not two erevs because you no longer have a good working mechitza. When are your animals allowed to eat from this wall of straw? That's only as long as you don't take it in your hands and give it to them. That's the ikur here, not the tol kupaso. The Rishonim seem to say, Rashi says, shlo yitin biyadayim. You shouldn't take it in your hands. Why? What's wrong with taking it in your hands? Rashi here has two deos. Why is taking it in your hands worse? So the first day of Rashi is that if your animal eats, okay, like we said, he's not gonna take so much. And therefore, we don't have to be hoshish that it's going to be mismayit. But if you're taking it via dayim, then your person could take a lot. So then where you have more of a chshash, so therefore you can let your animals take, but you can't give your animal because they were hoshish that it will go down and become less. The Rishonim ask here a question on this pshat of Rashi, which they also quoted this pshat, and that is we had a couple of dafim ago, the principle of kibun to hutra hutra. Once at Bein Hashmashas, a chatzer is hutar to carry it on Shabbos, don't we say that heter continues all of Shabbos, keeping the hutra hutra? We even had, we're going to have a machlokas later on between Rav and Shmuel and a couple of dafim, in the tzaddiks, I think, about if a wall falls down. If a wall falls down, so then there's a machlokas. Some say, even, you still say keeping the hutra hutra. Once this area had a heter at beginning of Shabbos, you still say it works. So that is what the Rishonim ask here. So keep it, according to this pshad, the chashash is that you're worried, why don't you say keeping the hutra hutra? What's the... So when you know it's going to happen, so what does that mean? When you know it's going to happen, if it's probable that it's going to happen, so that's one answer that is given by who said Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz here says that if you hear you know it's a good chance it's going to happen. If you're taking it with your hands, so you only think even the hutra hutra. If you can't predict that it's going to happen, but here if you can predict that it's going to happen, so then it might be a problem with the heter from originally. So that's why, yeah, that's one answer. Another answer that the Ravid here says, quoted by the Rashba, that even though that works, that you're not supposed to lachatchila rely on that. You're not supposed to, it's a similar answer, but it's that even if it's not probable, but you can't lachatchila do something that it could cause you to ruin and have you rely on keeping the hutra hutra. Okay, it sounds like, is keeping the hutra hutra a hutra halacha or a dechuya halacha? But that's, if it's a hutra halacha, so then it would be able to rely on maybe lachatchila. But maybe it's more of a dechuya halacha. Well, the Ritva, another answer is that the Gon Yaakov here, one of the Achronim of Masechet Erevin, suggests that maybe the difference is whether keeping the hutra hutra is only if something happens by itself, the walls fall down. But if you're actively involved in doing something, then you don't, the principle doesn't apply, it's your fault. Keep it the hutra hutra. Only applies when it's not your maisa biyadayim, which might seem to be like the emphasis of the Gemara of, you know, it's still a maisa biyadayim. But that's all, by the way, the first shot of Rashi. Why you can't take it with your hands? Because it might be mismite, and then we had to deal with, so who cares if it's mismite? Keep it the hutra hutra. Rashi's second day, Lishna Achrina, Rashi says, no, maybe the point is you can't touch it because it's muksa. It's straw, so your animal could eat it, but it's muksa, so therefore you can't pick it up and feed it to your animal. Continues the Gemara. Now, second line, ulo ukme shari. So it sounds like that you're only not allowed to pick it up and give it to your animal with your hands, but to let your animal stand your animal there and that let him eat, that would be mutter. But we had a discussion in Masechet Shabbos. Mabit adam is behind all gabei asavim b'Shabbos. A person is allowed to stand up his animal by grass on Shabbos. Why? Because we're not choshesh that a person is going to come down and rip up the grass from the ground to give it to his animal, because that's an isidaraisa of kotzer, and we're not choshesh that a person is going to do that. But the ein mabit adam is behind all gabei muksa b'Shabbos. But you're not allowed to put your animal in front of muksa detached items already, because we are choshesh. Muksa is only an isidarabanan. It's a chomer isidarabanan, but it's an isidarabanan. So Rav Huna Amar Rabbi Chanina said that it's also to do that. So it's against our Mishnah, which seems to say that it's mutter. It is against the statement of Rav Huna. So the Gemara answers, just like the answer we had there, to kam labapa vazlava acha. No, the case is that you're allowed to do it. You let your animal in and you kind of walk away. Then we're not choshes, you're going to pick it up because you're not right there. Velo yitain lo toku paso teven. Just one important point here. That is a... What does it say here? That if you're mi'ikr hadin, if your mom and your behema next to the let's say the grass next to the asavim, so then the animal is allowed to eat from it. We're not worried gzeira shema yitzlosh. So the achronim point out, the Chazon Ish writes this, that it's interesting. If I take my animal into your rishus and it eats from your grass, mamid adam mamid behema al kamas chavero, the hachlacha is chayiv ben azikin. If I put my animal next to your grass. So on Hilchas Nezikin, this animal is considered an extension of me. Mashenkin by Shabbos, it's not considered an extension of me. Forget the Gzeir Shem Yitlosh. Is my animal doing this for me? Right? It's eating. So there's a difference between Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Nezek. So the way the Chazon Ish says it, and then the Achronim expand on this, the way the Chazon Ish says it is that, Debimazuk sanui lufnei hamakom hanezek, ubishabbos sanui lufnei hamakom torach ha'adam. In other words, how other Achronim say this, the Divrei Yecheskel, the Chasam Sofer, by Nezikin, the Mechayev is Hefsed Mamon. If you cause a loss to your friend, it doesn't matter how you cause a loss, through your own action or through your animal's action, you're going to be Chayev. So, Mamad Adam Al-Bemes Chaver, you're going to be Chayev. By Shabbos, the Totsah is not the Iker. What's the Iker by Shabbos? The Maisa. The Maisa is the Iker, not the Totsah. So if the mice is the ikker, so then even if you end up benefiting, the totsah is going to be good for you, so then it doesn't matter, you're not going to be chayiv on Shabbos. The Divrei Yecheskel in Siman Nun Zayin, one of the Talmidim of Reb Chaim, quotes the Shabbos Lo Shaya Kol Torah Shlichus Kiven De Iker Ha Iser De Malacha Shabbos Whom Milvani Yom Nuach. If you do the malacha, if somebody else does a malacha, or your animal does a malacha, Hari Lo Shabbos Gufo. If you do the malacha, but if your shliach does a malacha, Shabbos Gufo. They say this in to argue on that Rashi we had at the end of Masechta Shabbos. Rashi in the end of Masechta Shabbos quotes, what's the reason for Amir La'akum on Shabbos? Why is it also for me to ask a guy to do something? I'm not doing it. Why is it usher? So there's a Rashi in Avodah Zarah that says it's v'davar davar. It's not halachically Shabbos day. There's a Rambam that says if you ask a non-Jew to do malacha for you, so then you might come to doing it, gzeira. But there's a Rashi at the end of Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kufnun Gimel, who says, you know why? Shlichus. Yesh shlichus la'akum l'chumra. Even though midaraisa an akum is mufka from shlichus, Gemara says in Kedushin, but midarabanan yesh so we say the Gemara says that by Shabbos and by Ribbis. But the Achronim ask on Rashi by Shabbos. One second. If my Shliach does Malacha for me, that's what Rashi is saying. He's doing Malacha, so it's as if I get the Avera. That's why it's Aser. If my Shliach does Malacha, what's transferred by a Shliach? A Shliach transfers Dinim. If I make a Shliach to get married, so I get married. Did I do the Maisei Kedushin? No. But I get the chalos. I get the effect of the Kedushin. What dinim are transferred? But it's not as if I mamish did it. So by Shabbos, says the Divrei Yecheskel, they don't like this Rashi. Some Achronim don't like argue on this Rashi. Why? Because by Shabbos, the Iker is whether your goof was Shoves. So it doesn't matter. So you get credit for your Shliach did a Malach of you on Shabbos. But La Maisa, your goof was Shoves on Shabbos. So what difference does it make? The Iker by Shabbos is the Maisa. Just like here we're saying, the Mamid Behema, Al Kamas Chavir on Shabbos, you're not going to be Chayef for that. So what? Your animal did it. But by Shabbos, the Iker is the Maisa. So to here, by the Shlichus issue, they say, they argue on that Svar of Rashi, that's what they say, it has to be like the Rambam says, or like the other Rashi says in Avodah Zarah, because the Iker by Shabbos, Shlichus passes over Dinim, it doesn't pass over Maisim. We'll talk about it, Ezra, in a couple weeks, in a Tuesday night shiur, Rav Asher Weiss has an article about this, where he writes, let's say somebody is, is according to the Manda Amar, the Manda Amar in the Gemara that says, there's Yesh Shlich L'Dvar Aveira by Ritzicha. That you could, if you make somebody a shliach to kill somebody, and that person kills, then you get the credit for the avera. So, am I pasaleidus? Am I chayv misa? Because I got the avera? No, some things aren't transferred. He says, for example, let's say there's a spiritual aura that a person gets when they do a mitzvah. Right? The idea of mitzvah goreris mitzvah in Pirkei Avos. So if my shliach does a mitzvah for me, then I'm going to get a chance to do another mitzvah? Mitzvah goreris mitzvah? No! There are some things that aren't transferable. They're personal to the oseh ha-mitzvah. So you get credit, halachically, as if you did it. That's dinim, are passed over. So to here, says the Chazon Ish, says the other Achronim, that's the difference between the Zikin and Shabbos. When it comes to Shabbos, it's totally on the mice itself. And therefore, if your animal does it, so what? It's not a problem. Hashekin by Nezikin, the Bechayiv is Hesed Mamon. So that's why it would be a problem. Vaiter. V'lo yitein l'to kubasov teven, says the Gemara, you're not allowed to take something with your hands, and that's a problem. But Tanya, but there's a brisa that says it's mutter. Bayis shemin shnei chatzeros, you have a house between two chatzeros. You look at the picture. Picture 273. You have two houses going into each of their chatzeros, but between their chatzeros there's a wall. But at one side of the wall there's like a little house. In between, where each of them have their own doorway to that house, and in between, in the middle of that house, you have set up, you have filled it up with tevin. So milu tevin, you fill the middle of that house with straw. Ma'arvin shayim ma'arvin echad. Then, because that's considered a break, a wall, and therefore they have to make two separate eruvin. Zeh notzi l'tok kubas av yachel, v'zeh notzi l'tok kubas av yachel. And each of them could go and take it with their hands. That's going to be the kasha already. Take it with their hands and put it into their kupa and give to their animal. Nismai, but first we're going to finish the brisa. Nismai ha tevin miyut tvachim. Let's say the tevin gets less than 10 tvachim high, then shnei masurin. Then there's no more wall, and now they both aser on each other because now it's one big chatzer, and there is no eruv amongst these people. Kesed uosis. So what should you do to solve the problem on Shabbos? Noel es beito umavatel es reshuso. One of them closes the door of that they have access to that middle house. Close the door, mevatel reshus. And in that way, who asked a chaver mutter? So he'll be asked to use that house in the person who was mevatel rishus and closed the door, the chaver mutter and his friend will be mutter to use the house. The Gemara Amud Beis is going to talk about why you need both those things. The chenata omer, but the brisa continues, and also the same halacha applies. Begov shel tevin shmein based chumei Shabbos. If you have a big pile of straw on the edge of the 2,000 amos in between two cities, and the straw, some of it's in the 2,000 amos of one city, some of it's in the 2,000 amos of another city. Also, again, where not goes there, you're allowed to use it. Where not goes there, that you're going to take, one city is going to take from the straw of the other side of the 2,000 amos. End of Tos Brisa. Katani Miyas, but what did the Brisa say? What did the Brisa say? That you could take it mamish with your hands. So, cash on Rav Huna's limitation of our Mishnah, because Rav Huna said you can't take it with your hands. You're only allowed to let your animal eat. So, Amri, there's a difference. Bias, in our case, where it's a house, it's in a house. So, Kiban, Deika, Tikra, Ki Mifkas, Minkarole, Milsa. You know why you're allowed to take it even with your hands in this case? Because there's a roof. So as you're taking, you'll realize that the space between the straw pile and the roof is getting bigger. So there is a contrast. You'll be able to realize, whoa, I better stop. It's getting less than 10 tefachim. But if you just have a pile of straw in the middle of nowhere, there's no roof, so you won't realize it. You'll just keep going down and down and down. There's no roof that you'll be able to see the contrast, the space in between. And that's why we have to take more precautions, and you wouldn't be able to take it with your hands. How did the second Lashon of Rashi fit in if it's a muksa issue? If it's a muksa issue, that's why you can't take with your hands. So why is it less muksa if there's a roof? I'm not sure. It's a good question. We'll have to think about it. According to the second Lashon of Rashi, how does this answer fit in? Rashi here say anything? Kivan Deika Tikra. That's what it is. According to Rashi, that the only iser of muksa is under el miyuda lamata, to call, because that's what you have designated as muksa, because you want to use that for a mechitza. But above that, that's not muksa. Okay, thank you for reminding me. Okay, nismayin ha-tevin me'asar ha-tvachim shein asurin. So let's say the brisa continues that if the tevin got less than 10 tvachim, they're both asur. Ha-asar ha-shari. But if it's still 10 tvachim high, it would be mutter. V'yavagav demidli tikra tuva. Even if, let's say, your roof is 25 tvachim in the air, so as long as it's 10 tvachim high, it would be good enough. So does this prove to us a discussion we had a couple of days ago? Shma mina mechitza shein magiyas latikra shman mechitzos. We had the discussion, machlokas beshama beis hillel. You have five, you have a big room, we have walls going up. So one of the shitas there discussed that if you have walls that don't reach the ceiling, that's not called a mechitza. So, but over here it sounds like as long as it's 10 tvachim high, even if the wall is way up, it's still called a mechitza. So says the Gemara, no, marbaya hacha, what's the case here? There's no riot to that case. Because babai shmoshes rechaser mashu askidan. We're talking about the house has a roof that is just under 13 tvachim high. So what does it mean 10 tvachim? Because that's lavud. Once it gets under 10 tvachim, so then you don't have lavud. So it could even go, according to the Manda Amar, that requires the walls to go up to the roof. V'tevin asara and the tevin is 10 tvachim high. Or, same kind of answer, Rav Huna Beit Yeshua Amar, afilu tema b'bayis asara. Even if the house is 10 tvachim high, v'tevin shevu mashu, and the tevin is 7 and a little bit high. Because again, the kol pachas b'shlosha kol avidami. Again, as long as it's within 3 tvachim of the roof, it is called lavud, and it's as if the walls go all the way up. I understand according to Abaya, the first answer, because it says if it gets less than 10, sounds like it was more than 10 to start. What does it mean from 10? If it's only 7 high, it means be Torah Asara, from being counted as a 10 tefach high wall. Shnei Masurin continues that Brisa, once the wall gets less than 10, they both would be Asur. This relates to a sugi that we had way back on Daf Yud Zayin and Aleph. If new diurin come to your chatzar on Shabbos, do they aser or not? So it sounds like from this brisa, says the Gemara, that they do aser, because what's the whole issue here? Your mechitza is now less than 10 tefachim. It's as if those people on the other side are new in your chatzar who did take part of the Erev, and it says it's aser. So it's mashma that diurin that come on Shabbos would be aser. Dilma d'imit me'es. Well, no, the case in the brisa is talking about a case of if it happened before Shabbos, they aser, and therefore you have to take precautions in order to treat it as one chatzar. Kate said it was, and all the space of Mavato Roshuso. So how do you fix it? So you close the door of that middle house and your Mavato Roshus. Tarti, yes, the Gemara, why do you need both? Just do Bitzel Roshus. Why do you have to close the door for? Bitzel Roshus always works. What, in all those cases of Bitzel Roshus, you have to keep your door closed? So you're just not allowed to carry out of your door. So Gemara says, Hachi kamar. Oh no, let's base it on the so either or. V'bayis ema, la olam tarti. Really, you need both. Why? Because here, kiva, the dash pay us a little too late. Because up until now, you've used this area, so all of a sudden you're going to be mavatal reshus. There's more of a chash that you are going to use it. That's why you also have to have the added precaution of closing the door. Because you've used this straw up until now on Shabbos. And once you do that, who aser v'chaver mutter? Once you do that, then you're aser to use the house, and your friend is mutter to use the house. Pshita, what's that obvious? That's exactly the point of what you did. No, the chiddush is that let's say your friend later on in Shabbos wants to do the other way. He'll be mevatel rishus to you. And the chiddush is that you can't do that. Like the shita that says you can't do a bitul in one direction, then in another direction, because as we said earlier, it's a chucha v'tlula, it appears as a joke. The Gemara extended, the Brisa extended the halacha to a pile of straw on the border of the tchum of two cities. Pshita, again, we know that's pasha. That's exactly the point that you're not choshesh that you're going to take from the other side. So lo tzricha l'Rabbi Akiva. The chiddush is according to Rabbi Akiva, who we had earlier at the end of the first parak. Darbar tchum and daraisa. Rabbi Akiva holds carrying outside your tchum is nisa daraisa against the most rishonim do not passing like him. But according to him, according to him, you might say there's a good reason to make a gzera here. Because you're choshish for nisa daraisa if you take from the straw of the other side. Kamash malon, even according to Rabbi Akiva, we are not choshish in that case. Period. Masnisan, Kesem, Mishtafin b'mavui, how do you make a sheet of mavos? And we're going to say, how do you make a sheet of, if you only have, let's say, one barrel of wine there, and you want to be mizache it, you want to be give it on behalf of everybody who's going to be involved. So how do you do that if not everybody is here? This halacha, the same halacha applies to an Erev Chatzeres, right? We didn't all contribute a little bread to the Erev in our, to the bread in our, whatever shul, whatever it is, we didn't contribute some bread. So what happened? So the same thing applies to Erev Chatzeres. But the Mishnah says this halacha by Shita Mavos. Why? So Tiferes Yisrael here says, because by the bigger chiddush is Shita Mavos. Because by Shita Mavos, you probably don't know most of the people. By an Erev Chatzeres, you could say, okay, you know most of the people, so you're being zochid for them. But by a sheet of mavos, all different courtyards, so you might say there's no kiruv das here. How can you do it for them? Kamash malon, even by a sheet of mavos, the following can be done. So what can be done? Kedem shad mavavi, how do you do it? You put down the chavis, v'omer, harezu l'kol b'nei mavui. This chavis, remember, shita mavos is even with a barrel of wine. This chavis is for everybody in my mavui, umezake lahen, and you're not allowed to just pick it up yourself, because that didn't change rishus. You need a transference of rishus in order for it to be considered owned by everybody. So what do? Umezake lahen, you have to give it to somebody who's not called your rishus. So who is that? You have to give it either to one of your gadol children. Tosfos here points out that gadol might not mean gadol. Gadol might just be independent financially. Gadol in other gemaras, machlokas in other gemaras, does gadol in this context mean gadol, 13 or 12, or does it mean financially independent? So let's go with that pshat. That's what Tosfos says in Shem Rabbeinu Tam. Va'alidei avdov shifchaso ivrim, or your Jewish servants, your Eved Ivri and your Am Ivriya, because they work for you, but by them you don't say mashakana Eved kana rabo, because they have independent bank accounts. Va'al yedei ishto, or through one's wife. Tosfos here points out, it must be a case where the wife has a separate house, separate nechasim, because usually you do say kol mashakana ishto kana baila, which is a big sugi in Tosfos, which we don't have time to discuss. But that is about, that's the, must be a case where the ishto has a separate bank account. Aval einu mezake, but you can't use lo'al yedei beno b'bito aktanim, you can't use your younger children, because that's basically you. V'lo yedei avdov shefchaso kananim, and also not Eved Kananis or Shifcha Kananis, because their yad is like your yad, is not considered as zechus going out of your rishus. This is the being mezake is that we mentioned a couple days ago. How do you give a present to somebody on Shabbos? You want to give them a bottle of wine. So before Shabbos, you go to somebody else in the shul and say, please be zochin this on behalf of so-and-so. So that's what you're doing here. You're being zochin on behalf of everybody in the mavi. When you do this, you have to lift it up a tefach from the ground. Machlokas Rishonim in general, when you do a kinyan hagbah, kinyan hagbah is you, right, different types of kinyanim, hagbah, meshicha, chatzer, kinyan hagbah is kinyan of lifting. How hard do you have to lift it up? Rabbeinu Tam says, oh, our Gemara says tefach. Many other Rishonim, Rashi says, no, it has to be three tefachim. This Gemara is only about Eruv. How much do you need for a chus for an Eruv? That's what Tosfos says, only on the bottom. it's in Tzarech. Mikan ein lahochiyah. Don't prove to me that Hagba here is a Tefach. Because this is not about a Kinyan. Kinyan is different. As we spoke about, Kinyan, Hagba, it might be a Horaz, Bailus. How do you show Bailus? Not by lifting up a Tefach. You have to pick it up more than three Tefachim, because then it's out of love, and it's really in your Rishus. So that's why most maybe Rishonim say you can't prove anything from this line, because this is about Hilchas Erev. Amar Rava, Hani Tarji Mili Sabi to Pupadisa Amrinu. These two things the great old rabbis in Pupadisa said. Who's that? The great rabbis? Rabbi Yehuda. Chada ha, one is what Rabbi Yehuda just said. Idach, what's the other one? Hamekadesh, somebody who makes kiddush. If somebody makes kiddush, if he tastes a mole lugmav, a cheekful, then he's yotzei. If not, not yotzei. Very important ritva here. Whose tastes a mole lugmav? So, luchat chilo, we paskin that the Makadesh should have a mole lugmav. The ritva here says, bidi eved, one other person can have a mole lugmav. Bidiyavid, bidiyavid. Some say the Ritva holds machlokas whether this is good or not. Says the Ritva, can everybody be mitztaref to the shir? Let's say not one person, but everybody drinks together a mali lugmav. So that is a machlokas. The Ritva quotes that as a daya. We rely on that daya bidiyavid. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Reish Ayin Aleph. Hilchos Kedush Yudalid, if the Makadish was in Toeim, but one of them assuming ate up, drank a Mali Lugmav, Yatza. The Ainch Diashtaim, it's Tarefis the Mali Lugmav. Two can't combine. Mikal Makom, but it's the Lechadchila that everybody should have a little bit. But then the Yesh Omrim, as long as everybody together drinks a Mali Lugmav, it's also okay, because Shtias Kulam, it's Tarefis Lugshir. Ritva Ervin! That's us, right here. And then he's the Gaonim's over him. The Sheet of the Gaonim is that if the Makadish doesn't drink, then you're not Yotze. Right, that's a Makadish Aruch Shiitam. We had that earlier in Daf Mem. But that is the sheet of the Gaonim, which we try to be mocked for. But again, if somebody has, let's say, an elderly parent who it's covered to give them, they're not allowed to drink wine, let's say medically, but it's covered for them to make Kiddush. So we rely on that b'di'evet, that they can make the Kiddush and somebody else can drink a Mali Lugmav. But it's best that one person drink a Mali Lugmav. To split it up, we really try not to rely on. One person should drink a Rov Revius. We rely on it here if because of the other problem. Because we try to be machmir against that Taz, who says if you only have a shot glass of schnapps, you know, a lot of people make kiddush on a shot glass. Shot glass is less than the shear. So, major discussion, based on the Taz is Masik Minaga Olam, you go by what the normal amount of people to drink is. But Me'ikar Hadin, Rabbi Poskim say you shouldn't do that, L'chadchila. You're supposed to make kiddush, you want to have schnapps, fine, after you have kiddush. Or after you're yotze with somebody who has the actual normal shear. So let's say sometimes we run out of wine or grape juice here, so we try to be makpid that you make a schnapps, you make kiddush on a whole cup of schnapps, but then you split it up and split up because we're going to be makpid on the shear, but in that case we'll rely to the evid on this halacha that shtias kulam will be mitzarif to the shear. But it's based on this ritva, this other statement of save de pumpetisa. Okay, we'll stop here. I go in Shabbos and Peshir with Zech Nishmas, Alana, Aliza, Bas, Svi.